Welcome to eMemory 2017 third quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy and Spokesman Dr. Evans Yang, Director Ms. Li Jing Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Due to important customer visit, President Dr. Rick Shen is on business trip. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending today's earning call. We posted a revenue of 384 million NT dollars and the earnings per share of 2.56 NT dollars in the third quarter, ended September 30th. On technology front, we had 110 customers step out in the third quarter, including OLED driver, power management IC, fingerprint, network IC, and other sensor-related IC. We also continue to develop our IP in advanced nodes. Our one-time programmable memory IP has completed a 7-nanometer silicon function checks with fairly positive results. Looking forward, eMemory will continue to benefit from content increases of smartphone and automotive applications, as well as the big trend of IoT and AI. Now I will start to run through our third quarter results and provide some context for our performance. Later on, we will also look at our key business and technology developments during the quarter. And at the end of the call, we will give you an update on our business outlook. First, on the third quarter results, please turn to slide 11, which shows our third quarter royalty was up 43% sequentially and 27% year-on-year. Our license revenue declined 24% from the second quarter, while posting a year-on-year growth of 16%. Now we would go through our royalty performance by applications. First, royalty from display driver IC grew 12% on year, with driver for iOS device up 10% and Android 12% higher. On a sequential basis, this segment grew 58% with driver for iOS growing 32% and Android up 64%. This segment, which includes touch and the display driver IC, contribute 44% of our royalty in the third quarter. On power management IC, the year-over-year growth was 23%. With power management for iOS devices up 122% and the Android down 40%. On a sequential basis, this segment grew 63% with driver for iOS growing 112% and Android up 4%. This segment contributes 26% of total royalty in the third quarter. Next, let's look at the fingerprint sensor IC, which accounted for nearly 10% of our third quarter royalty. Royalty from this segment posted a year-on-year growth of 331% and a sequential growth of 50%. Other applications, including setup arc, MCU and sensor-related application grew 25% on year and up 1.6% on quarter. If we break down the third quarter royalty by processes, we will see the 8-inch wafers contribute to 70% of royalty and the 12-inch contribute around 30%. Now let's move on to slide 12 to look at our third quarter income statement. As you can see, our operating margin rose to 46.6% in the most recent quarter, higher than a year ago, as well as the previous quarter. Our operating income grew nearly 32% year over year. Non-operating income was attributed to proceeds from financial asset sales in the quarter. Our expenses front, operating expenses were 18% higher than a year ago. This is mainly due to high bonus payment to employees. In proportion to our income growth during the quarter, an increasing number of employees and higher amortization and the depreciation expenses also attribute to the OPEX increases. All this results in the earning per share of 2.56 NT dollars for the third quarter, and the return on equity was 40.2%. Next, I would like to call your attention to our key business and the technology development in the third quarter. We signed four more technology licensing contracts with foundries in the third quarter. In the first 9 months, ended September 30th, we have signed 17 new contracts with foundries and IDM. And to stay ahead of market trend, we continue to develop a new technology for a range of processes now. By the end of third quarter, we were developing new technologies for 108 process nodes, ranging from 0.18 micron to 7 nanometer. As you can see in slide 14, among the newly developed technology, 21 were for our NeoFuse families, 42 for NeoFuse, 19 for NeoEE, and 26 for NeoMTP. Slide 15 shows at the end of the third quarter, 49 of our technology had completed qualification and come to volume production at the 12-inch processes. In addition, 37 new technologies were under development for 12-inch processes. At the 8-inch platforms, we had 71 new technologies under development by the end of third quarter. On design licensing, our customers had 110 new product tapeouts in the third quarter. Among them, 31 were for LCD driver, 19 for IoT related, 15 for power management IC, another 15 for fingerprint, and 8 for OLED driver, 6 for sensor related IC, and 4 for the network IC. Now please take a look at slide 18, which shows our penetration rate in the major foundry. We just reported October royalty revenue yesterday, which reflects our licensed wafer shipment in the July to September period. The third quarter penetration rate was derived by looking at our October royalty and its corresponding share out of the foundry's third quarter wafer revenue by each process technology. The royalty decreases this month is due to TDDI customers changing their design, and also some portion of their product moved to another foundries. And another foundry, our royalty income is every 6 months. That means January and next January. And this foundry's contribution is significantly increased in July, and we expect that there will significant increase in the next January too. Now let's look at the slide 20 for our business outlook. We anticipate our revenue growth will continue this year. On license revenue, we are establishing partnership with more foundries worldwide on various process nodes. In addition, our growing IP library will boost design license revenues. And on royalty revenue, at the 8-inch processes, power management royalty is to pick up strongly with content increase in new smartphones such as Type-C and the wireless charger. This segment will allow also grow on the change of business terms with U.S. large chip maker from one-time fee to royalty basis. Our MTP has been adopted by an European IDM and ready for production. And the face ID related IC has been taped out in the third quarter. And also automotive customers have started volume production this year. And the 12-inch processes, the trend continues for DDI migrating to TDDI and OLED. Our 12-inch royalty will benefit from increasing TDDI and OLED driver applications. There are more tape-outs at the 28-nanometer for setup bus, multimedia, and network-related applications. And these products will contribute to our royalty in 2018 and beyond. And our new fuse solution will be adopted in 25-nanometer DRAM for memory repair function and will contribute to royalty growth in the future. And on the R&D development, our new fuse IP has been verified successfully at the 7-nanometer process in the major foundry. And we continue to develop 7, 12, 14, and 22 nanometer SOI with major foundries. And we have started emerging memory development with major US IDM. And our security IP NearPuf has been proven at a major foundry and has the first customer tape out product this year. As said at the beginning of the call, eMemory will continue to benefit from the several big trends in the next few years. And we at eMemory will continue to innovate and provide best-in-class service to our customer, as well as create value to our shareholder. That's all from me for now. We are now open for the questions.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
HSBC 的 Andrew Lai 他问说HSBC Andrew Lai said please share the growth outlook of fingerprint sensor in 2018. Fingerprint sensor the customers, we have more than customer in China and Taiwan now. Now we also have the increased number of customers from Europe and US. And the application is not only on the touch fingerprint sensor, but also the under glass, and also application in the smart car, also in using our technology. So we will we expect that the fingerprint sensor related product will increase in 2018. And the second question is the region of our 25-nanometer DRAM client this customer is located in Taiwan. Okay, and the third question is based on eMemory's understanding, what are the appropriate application for MRAM and RRAM respectively, and why do we choose to focus on MRAM instead of RRAM? I think MRAM has recently been very hot because Samsung has demonstrated the successful demonstrated the embedded MRAM could be used to replace not only non-volatile memory but also SRAM, and because of the low power and the high speed, so we think that MRAM particularly Samsung is driving this, and TSMC also driving this, and also GoFoundry also, and I believe that UMC also have start to develop these technologies. So we believe that as a lot of resource involved in this development of this technology, we believe the MRAM should be able to become manufacturable in the near future. Boris asked why our October revenue dropped compared to the Q3. As I mentioned that because in the in this foundry the major drop is on the process node 55, and the 55 application is mainly in the TDDI, and there are two reasons. The first reason is the spec change of this application of the customers. So they have a new tape out. And the second reason is the portion of their product they moved to another foundries. And this second foundries, our royalty revenue, we charge then royalty revenue is every 6 months. So their royalty income will be counted in the July and the January. So, but the October, their income did not come in. But definitely the next January, their income will come in. And we heard that their volume is increased. And this second foundry, they actually their revenue their royalty contribution to us is this year is more than 100% increase than last year, so it's increased significantly. So in the next January we expect that this part about the shortage of 40 million NT dollar as compared to the July will come back in the next January.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and we'll reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We at eMemory will continue to innovate and provide best-in-class service to our customers, as well as create value to our shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.